November 19th, experiencing loss. Have you ever refused the opportunity to cheat at a sport? By deciding to do the right thing, you certainly didn't make the game easier for yourself. In fact, you probably made it more difficult. But your eyes were set on the prize of a fair-won victory. Now, consider this. During our time here on Earth, we will always experience pain and loss. Even when we do what's right and surrender to the Lordship of Christ, we are going to go through difficult times. So how should this information affect our outlook? Today, we'll meet Will, a man who lost many things throughout his life, but once he hit a turning point, this loss took on a whole new appearance. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I was the middle son of three boys, always compared to my older brother, and I never measured up. Born prematurely, I weighed only 3 pounds and fit inside a cigar box, but the trouble I got into was anything but small. I was cross-eyed till I was 13 and failed 2 grades in school while my brother excelled. I rebelled even more by joining a gang. I drank, stole, did drugs, and I was expelled when I carried a gun to school. I became a plumber, got married, and had 2 children, but I still had problems. I beat my wife. She left me, so I put the kids in a children's home. I lived with the woman for 5 years until my drinking drove her away. Finally, I tried rehab and quit drinking, but still did drugs. My daughter was living with me when I fell in love with and married a woman who is Cherokee Indian. She talked about the Lord and tried to get me to stop doing drugs, but I couldn't quit, not even after I almost died of an overdose. We were falsely accused of theft, and I spent 8 months in jail. During that time, my wife was diagnosed with terminal cancer. The injustice and bitterness would have destroyed me, except for an old friend who told me about Jesus, how he died to save me. I was convicted of my sin and turned to Christ with all my heart. My wife was in a nursing home by then, so I took a job in maintenance to be close to her. Our time together was precious and filled with the love of Jesus. She died in my arms. I'm Will Pasco, and knowing the Lord kept me from going back to drugs. Today, I share Jesus at homeless shelters.
In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, the Apostle Peter warns believers, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing, than for evil-doing." Friend, suffering is a guaranteed part of our fallen world. And when we commit to following Jesus, it doesn't go away. But suffering takes on a new appearance when we are in Christ. The loss we experienced in separation from Christ was hopeless and often self-inflicted. But in Christ, we have still been promised the victory. Will you hold on to this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.